Sweet was the sound when oft at evening's close, up yonder hill the village murmur rose. There, as I passed with careless steps and slow, the mingling notes came softened from below. The swain responsive as the milkmaid sung, the sober herd that lowed to meet their young, the noisy geese that gabbled o'er the pool, the playful children just let loose from school, the watchdog's voice that bayed the whispering wind, and the loud laugh that spoke the vacant mind. These all in sweet confusion sought the shade, and filled each pause the nightingale had made. Near yonder copse where once the garden smiled, and still where many a garden flower grows wild, there where a few torn shrubs the place disclose, the village preacher's modest mansion rose. A man he was to all the country dear, and passing rich with 40 pounds a year. Remote from towns he ran his godly race, nor e'er had changed nor wished to change his place. Unpracticed he to fawn or seek for power by doctrines fashioned to the varying hour, for other aims his heart had learned to prize, more skilled to raise the wretched than to rise. His house was known to all the vagrant train. He chid their wanderings but relieved their pain. The long-remembered beggar was his guest, whose beard descending swept his aged breast. The ruined spendthrift, now no longer proud, claimed kindred there, and had his claims allowed. The broken soldier, kindly bade to stay, sat by his fire and talked the night away, wept o'er his wounds, o'er tales of sorrow done, shouldered his crutch, and showed how fields were won. Pleased with his guests, the good man learned to glow, and quite forgot their vices in their woe. Careless their merits or their faults to scan, his pity gave ere charity began. Beside yon struggling fence that skirts the way, with blossomed firs unprofitably gay, there in his noisy mansion, skilled to rule, the village master taught his little school. A man severe he was, and stern to view. I knew him well, and every truant knew. Well had the boding tremblers learned to trace the day's disasters in his morning face. Full well they laughed with counterfeited glee at all his jokes, for many a joke had he. Full well the busy whisper circling round conveyed the dismal tidings when he frowned. Yet he was kind, or if severe in aught, the love he bore to learning was in fault. The village all declared how much he knew. 'Twas certain he could write and cipher too. Lands he could measure, terms and tides presage, and e'en the story ran that he could gauge. In arguing too, the parson owned his skill, for e'en though vanquished he could argue. Still, while words of learned length and thundering sound amazed the gazing rustics ranged around, and still they gazed, and still the wonder grew that one small head could carry all he knew.